Hi, welcome to Holy Sisterhood, the podcast. My name is Brooklyn, and I am so pumped that you are here. We are going to waste no time. We are going to jump right in to this season. And this season, we are talking about emotions and the heart, which I feel like hesitant saying right at the beginning because I feel like we all have feelings about feelings. We all feel some type of way when we hear the words emotion and the heart. And 2 years ago, to be honest, I probably would have been like, oh, I'm good. I don't really need to learn anything more about emotions or my heart. So I'm going to go ahead and turn this podcast off. But I just encourage you to please wait, give it a second, because we are going to learn some new things together and it's going to bring us closer to God. Okay, so give it a chance. As a women's ministry here at New Life Gillette Church, we're going through Untangle Your Emotions by Jenny Allen. And I actually read that book earlier this year, this last spring, and also Chip Dodd's The Voice of the Heart. And I learned so much about how emotions were created by God, which for some reason, I feel like I knew it, but not consciously, and that they were created for good, which definitely was a new idea. And she spends the book explaining and arguing that case. And Chip Dodd does the same thing. And they even go and prove that God felt emotions. And we know that he is perfect. So if God felt them and we're created in his image, we're supposed to feel emotions, right? That's just logic right there. But we will dig into more of that later this semester. This is kind of just an overarching view, an idea, and preface to this season. I really think that all of us as women have a way that we, in quotes, finger quotes, handle our emotions or fix them or cope with them. And it's always that we were taught, like throughout our lives. It could have been taught to us by our parents. It could have even been learned by ourselves, because emotions don't always feel very comfortable. Some of the ones that we would call more negative actually feel very uncomfortable. And I know myself, I don't like to feel them. To be honest with you, I don't like to sit in them. I don't like to acknowledge them. I would actually rather just pretend that they weren't there. And I did this for a very long time. I used to go through life thinking that they were useless, that they were more of an annoyance or like a problem, like I said, that needed to be fixed. And I think a lot of us do think that way. But I want us to kind of slow the train down and just reassess how God intended for emotions to be used. That emotions are meant to be felt, not fixed. They're supposed to be tools to point us back to God, to bring us back to God, not annoyances that need gotten rid of, which was news to me, okay? So maybe it's news to you too. So maybe you're like I was, and because emotions made you less efficient, they got in our way, you just shove them down and you just push on, you move on. Or the other side of that is sometimes, and I have friends like this, and I get it, emotions rule you. Emotions feel so heavy that you can't see the truth beyond them. And both ways are not the way that God intended for them to be used. A few years ago, I was going through a difficult season of my life. I had lost some friendships that were really close to me, and it hurt, and it was hard. I felt betrayed and lonely, and I was spending time with God in the morning. I did most mornings, just spent quiet time with God, and I would listen to him. So I would kind of pray and then just wait for him to bring whatever he wanted to me that day. And sometimes it was nothing, and sometimes it was something. And these days, I was still pushing down my emotions of even feeling the hurt and betrayal. But God kept bringing to mind this trauma that had happened to me as a teenager. And I remember telling him, God, I already went through that once. I don't need to go through it again. Like I lived through it. I pushed past it. We're here now. We're good. I don't want to go back there. So I kept pushing it away over and over. And God so gently and patiently over the course of about a week kept bringing it to my mind and my heart. And so finally I relented and was like, all right, what do you need to show me? Why do we have to go back here? Because kind of going through a hard time right now, as you know, and that was hard. So I don't really know why we need to make it worse. It's such human thinking. But he, in that time, showed me this hurt that I felt in this trauma as a teenager and abandonment and loneliness and rejection. And there were so many parallels to how I was feeling in the present day with the loss of some friendships. And instead of shoving them away, I kind of just let God show me them. I acknowledged that I even felt that way. And there were a lot of tears. And over time, let him point me back to his truth. I let God comfort me in those moments, instead of just being self-sufficient and shoving them down and moving on with my day, checking off all of the things on the list. And even though it wasn't something that I would have necessarily labeled as productive, it was, because it was healing. And I learned how to allow God into this space of negative, what we would call negative emotions. Jenny Allen and Chip Dodd argued that there are no negative emotions because they all lead us back to God. But what we would, or I would have said at the time, negative emotions. And if I had never acknowledged or sat with my feelings, then I would have never been able to give them back to God. I never would have been able to truly push through them. And I never would have allowed his comfort and his peace that surpasses my human understanding to penetrate my heart. And I would have never actually healed. Matthew 5:4 says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." If we never mourn, then we can never allow God to comfort us, because we don't even admit that we're mourning. We don't admit that what we're feeling, we don't acknowledge it. And in that, we're missing out. Because even though the mourning itself isn't comfortable, we have to acknowledge it. We have to sit in it. And we have to bring it to our loving, compassionate God who wants to be there for us. Throughout the New Testament, we see Jesus display so much compassion to everybody. And we see him display feelings, and we know that he was good and he was sinless. And we see throughout the Old Testament, God displaying feelings. We see him showing emotion and anger and jealousy and delightment and love. We see him display all these different emotions, and we know he was good and sinless. And we know that we were created in his image. Now, we are not sinless. And we know that. I'm just saying a lot of obviouses here, but it will come full circle. We are not sinless, but emotions themselves are not sin. And I had picked up this idea somewhere along the way in my life that because emotions felt bad, because they would distract me, or I thought they were distracting me, then they were sin. Emotions are not sin. And I think sometimes we all get confused by that. But God gave us emotions to lead us back to him. Now, that's when we have emotions aligned with his will. In the fall, and in our world, and in our sinfulness, can we pervert emotions just like so many other things and lead us to sin through emotion? Absolutely. That happens commonly. And that's why I think that this study is so important, because if we learn God's will for them and how to actually use them within his will, it's going to be so powerful, and it's going to bring such a deeper and more intimate connection with our Father and with each other. Jenny Allen says in her book, Untangle Your Emotions, this: we are talking about emotion that is submitted to the will of God and the truth of God's word, which that's so important. We're not talking about just feeling things and acting on them. We're talking about using them for the purposes that God intended, for our emotions to connect us to each other and to God. But one reason our feelings are coming out sideways everywhere is that we never learned how to do this right. So when we start healing, we begin to experience emotions how they're meant to be experienced. And I think that's true. I don't think that I ever really learned how to do it right until I set the intention to. And so I want us all, as a holy sisterhood, to not suppress our emotions anymore, not be led by our emotions or idolize them, but to actually use them to lead us back to our perfect Creator, to lead us into deep intimacy with Him and allow His compassion from Him and from others. And that will lead us into deeper connection with others too. And again, we will get into that later this season. This is just, again, an overview, but that is my goal for this season. Chip Dodd says in his book, The Voice of the Heart, by knowing my heart, I discover my hunger for life and my inability to heal or fulfill myself alone. Which that is so, so powerful. I discover my hunger for life and my inability to heal or fulfill myself alone. We cannot do it alone. We need Jesus. This recognition of powerlessness and vulnerability, scary word there, begins to genuinely awaken me to my need for others and God. And then later he says, if because of our woundedness, which side note, this is what I was doing, if because of our woundedness we remain closed, then we miss the experience of full living. In our woundedness, we don't trust that God's desire is for our gain. We doubt the authenticity of relationships, love, grace, hope, and faith because of past experiences. Previous woundings cause us to intentionally neglect or ignore what is true, that we are created in the image of God for relationship. And I think he means for relationship with God and with others. And like he says, we remain closed and we miss the experience of full living. It says that we don't trust that God's desire is for our gain. Now, at the time, I would never have been able to verbalize that or even consciously known that's what I was doing. But I didn't believe that God's desire was for my gain in the area of my hurts and my woundings. I thought that I just needed to be tough and just push on. And that's not the case. God does want to be there for you. He does want to comfort you. He does want to love on you. But we have to be vulnerable and we have to let him. So this season, we're going to learn together how God intended for our emotions to be used. And because of that, we are going to have a greater, deeper, better, more full life, better relationship with God and with others. So I will see you again on Holy Sisterhood, the podcast, next week, and we will dive more into this. Thank you so much for being a part of this. As weird as it is, I'm excited to talk about our emotions.